again, I haven't been able to locate it in the library, but namely, the decision of the rabbinical court in Constantinople to institute Havka'at Kiddushin and Kiddushin al-Tnai. לכבוד הרבנים המובהקים מלאים זיו ומחליקים יושבי על כיסא ההוראה in Constantinople. רבנים נכבדים, נעתר לבקשתכם החשובה לחוות דעתי בדבר תקנת הדינות אשר הועלתם לתקן על יסודות תורתנו הקדושה בקונספסכם הנכבד מחברת קידושין על תנך. I haven't been able to locate this מחברת, this pamphlet, קידושין על תנאי. נמצא אני לבקשתכם. לפי שבהיותי בגולה, בשבתי על כיסא הכבוד של הרבנות הראשית בעיר ואין בישראל, סלוניקי, when I was chief rabbi in Saloniki before moving to Tel Aviv, הרגשתי את כל מרירותה של השאלה הזאת. לפני בית דין הצדק שבגולה עוברים יום יום חזיונות וגילים ומצבים כאלו. We daily have the following sad cases. אלמנות שקולות וגלמודות זקוקות ליוון שבעקבותיהם של יבניהם נעלמו. Widows need a yibun from a brother whose all traces have disappeared. אלמנות חיות עזובות מבעליהם. צעירות לימים שבעליהם נעלמו ואין עדות מספקת להתירם מקבלי יבון. Many cases of young wives with missing husbands. צובעות יום יום על פתחי בתי דין לבקש להם חופשתן והתארן מקבלי עיגון. They plead daily in front of the courts. ומפי הרבנים היושבים על כיסא הוראה מתפרצה הנחה עמוקה מכאב לב. All the rabbis can do is to utter a heavy sigh. מאין בידיהם להושיע, without being able to help. מצב ייאוש זה גורר אחריו שמד או הפקרות גמורה לבושת. The consequence of this inability to act leads either to apostasy promiscuity.
License.
License. License. We on deal if they say, look, Kaela, Umi holid lanu matzav pau azeshel begidaba eshet meruba. What has led us to this husband abandoning the wife of his youth? Tavona uvdot eila v'titachpachna al tmehem shol polkei orem efirei da. Let these cases fly in the face of those irreligious Jews. Tavona tzaakot shel imolot eila ashukot bidei baleihem v'titachna et einenu lorot ad kamo chatanu liatzmenu v'lacherim v'frikat old shel datiyut v'yirat shemayim. Look at the terrible consequences of our abandoning of religion. He writes beautifully. Hanosim b'Yisrael kiblu tamid ofi miyuchad shel kedusha, and nisuin b'Yisrael kiblu tamid ofi miyuchad shel kedusha, sheshchinat hakedusha hashvuya behem meachedet et shtei hanefashot l'matarot ne'elot v'nisgalot. Hasharat tzuratam haruchanit v'alumit b'inyan bayit ne'eman b'Yisrael, bayit ba'ad l'chachamim v'beit ha'yotzer l'dorot shel chachamim v'tzadikim giborei ha'nefesh v'haruach, ספוגי התורה והתרבות היהודית ומוסריות השלמה, משכן השלום והאהבה, הנימות והעונג לכל בית ישראל. What did you say, Ellen, about the percentages?
I don't know. I was just thinking it sounds just like Israel.
Okay. All right. We need not go on to all of this. Let's go to the paragraph on the left-hand column.
After the flattery.
Ve'im l'takein anu ba'im. If we want to remedy the situation, התקנה היותר טובה ומעילה היא להשיב את עמנו אל התורה ואל התרבות היהודית המוסרית. The main remedy is to return to Jewish morality and tradition. אבל מה לעשות, ואנחנו רחקנו לכת מאוד והזנחנו את הסגולה היקרה ורבת הערך בזדון ובזלזלות, לפי שלא נתנו הערך הראוי לקיומם של בתי התלמוד תורה, ולא התעוררנו בשעתו על הכלכלה הזאת של בתי הספר הזרים הנחוצים בקרבנו, גוזלים נפשות בנינו ובנותינו והורסים באכזריות נוראה את הבית הישראלי. It's all of these Alliance Israelite schools which have been ruining the
families referring to as opposed to secular schools.
Well, those were the secular schools in the Jewish community. הפינה היחודה שמצאנו בעונג ושלווה, לימוד ונחמה, ובו השתעזור, etc. etc. הנתעורר אחרי כל זאת, התחיינה העצומות היבושות האלו, השם אלוקים אתה ידעת. אחרי ההקדמה הקצרה הזאת, נבוא לעצם השאלה. Okay, now let's get down to business. ביסוד התקנה, אין שום מקום לחלוק, to the institution of a קידושין על תנאי, to remedy the situation. ביסוד התקנה, אין שום מקום לחלוק, כי לא רק תקנת עיגון, כלומר, התרת כבלי העיגון המעיקים והממרים את החיים של אותם האדם המרגיש את עצמו אסור בכבלים בלתי נפסקים לכל ימי חייו, שנו כאן, אבל יש כאן עוד גורמים אחרים המחייבים אותנו למצוא תקנה כדי להציל בנות ישראל משמד או הפקרות לבושת. The need for such a piece of legislation is obvious. הממיתה חרפת על כל העם כולו. ולמען האמת, מוכרחים אנו להגיד כי לא רק האישה היא השוקה הולובה, גם כי גם הנשים נמצאים במצב זה. It's not only an issue of women's rights, but sometimes men are trapped in similar situations. מסיבת הנשים המשחיתות דרכיהן, הורסות גדרי הצניות, מבלי שיוכלו בעליהם להוכיח את אשמתם בגלוי, לא שרם עליהם, להיות איתם בשלום, גם לא יוכלו אחרי שבגדו בהם. We all also have the problem of the unfaithful wife.
How would it
end up if the wife got a get by a shaliach? No, he cannot give a get. He would like to give his wife a get, but he can't prove
infidelity.
ויש כאלה המעודות ובעליהם המתעשקות שלא לקבל גט, וזו אחד הגורמים העיקריים להכריח את הבעל להרחיק נידות ולהתעלם מאשתו למען ייפטר ממנו. That's why husbands escape and run away. וכיוון שאנו באים לתקן, מוכרחים אנו לתקן את שניהם, בתקנות טובות המיועדות ומיוסדות על פי הדין והאמת. אולם באיכות התקנה, טרם ניכנס לעומק הדין מצירה הירוחתי, צריכים אנו לדון על עצם התקנה. אם היא תקנה טובה או מילה מצד עצמה. In other words, let's now, without going into the technical details of whether this particular enactment of Kiddushin al Tanai can work halachically, let's first decide whether it is a desirable means of a takana. והינו בנידון של חתנינו שכתבו תורתכם רוצים להטיל תנאי בקידושין כדי להפקיע את הקידושין במקווה שהבעל ישים לדרך פעמיו You want to introduce a tnai into the kedushin, which would revoke it if the husband runs away, or afilu birshuta, v'yimatnei Hashem shanim mispar, v'chaim im lo yishmanu kol morim beitin atzedek v'chiyuv v'zanoteha. Similarly, you want to be able to nullify a marriage if the husband will not listen to the court as far as making his support payments. או במקרה של מחלה מדבקת בחולי הרוח, or in case of a contagious disease, presumably he was talking about syphilis or something similar, or a mental disease. סובר אני לומר שאין זו תקנה אלא תקלה. I'm of the opinion that your תקנה is only causes harm. לפי שעל ידי כך נועיל רק להתיר עגונות אחדות, אבל לעומת זו, נרבה מאוד מספר העזובות ומתירים לבדוק בנשותיהם בהתר בגלוי ולעזבן בשעת הנפש ובהתר גמור מבלי שירגישו שום בושה ומוסר כליות, כמו שנבהר. In other words, he's saying that by introducing this remedy, in effect, you will be relaxing the obligations of a typical husband because he knows that he can always get out of his marriage by running away, or by acting crazy, or by doing all sorts of things, so that whereas up until now, if the man wanted to give a get, he was under some severe limitations, even though strictly speaking, halachically, he was a free agent for giving a get, nevertheless, the courts would hold him to obligations, and would make it difficult for him, and would certainly impose financial obligations. In other words, you are remedying the situation for the certain number of cases where the marriage has gone bad, but at the same time, you're weakening the very institution of marriage.
Anytime it's a generic complaint, anytime you exceed the human weakness, you may be accused of encouraging.
That's exactly his point.
Excuse me.
Yeah, I mean, every day is 4 or 5 hours in the day. Family values. coming is a problem. Well, he said, no way.
He could see where she'll get off in Monday.
He didn't have one.
Yeah.
So he said, well, have an easy way to solve it. Run away.
And then they're up on it. It's a free up.
No, it won't.
Yeah, of course.
Okay. According to Lefi Hadin HaKayam, Hayom, Kol Ish Magish Chalva Musarit Yatzmo Shelo Lazov Et Ishto Beri Haspakat Mezonoteha Umishtadel Garshav Alatet La Ketubata Mutelat Alav. According to the law today, if any man feels obligated to maintain support for his wife, or to he has to pay the full price of the ketubah if he divorces. V'yim yimtzu anashim ka'ele mishololim regesh afayut anoshit, על כל פנים, באופן גלוי, מתביישים לעשות זאת, ואימת המשפט רובצת עליהם תמיד, ויוסרת עליהם לישא אישה אחרת. ויש גם כאלה, והם הרוב שמתביישים לגרש ומבקשים דרך השלום. In other words, there's a moral component to the law, which maybe is even more important than the strictly technical component, which makes a man hesitate to abandon his wife or to divorce her. אבל אחרי תקנה זאת, גם הטובים והמעולים ברצותם להיפטר מנשותיהם יסו שלא ברשותה. They'll just take a long trip. או יתמעמו יותר מזמן התנאי. Or they'll stay a bit longer away on a business trip. או לא ישמעו לכל בית דין ויתבטלו הקידושין. ונמצא אם כן שלא עשה שום חטא ועוון כלפי אשתו אחרי שאלמנת כן הסיר. In other words, if you're weakening the bonds of the marriage, exactly as you said, once you exceed the human weakness, one is in fact reducing the obligations of the marriage, okay?
She knows that if you achieve the slights, that's enough basis for a divorce.
Technically speaking, according to Beit Hillel, but practically speaking, that's not the case. He has to pay a heavy ketubah, there are moral suasions, and so on. In other words, and so this is a very excellent tshuva in which he rejects, first of all, on purely utilitarian grounds, the desirability of such a takana, and then he begins to attack it on halakhic grounds. So again, it's a very closely reasoned and well thought out tshuva, which occupies some, I don't know how many pages here, in which he rejects the decision of the courts in Constantinople to introduce a Kedushin Altana. Okay? I'll let you read it. He writes beautifully. I mean, he's certainly a great man, Rabbi Zita.
So what was the result?
He disapproved.
The problem is tremendous, and then he doesn't offer any solution.
Well, now let's see what he does offer. Okay? So he rejects this conclusion of Kiddushin al-Tanai, and in fact, because of this rejection, and because of the rejection of Arab Cook and others, the enactment of the courts in Constantinople did not gain general acceptance. Then, in the Hama'or, which was a journal that started in Berlin but then moved to Tel Aviv in 1935, he issues his own proposal. I had the volume of Hama'or out, and I Xeroxed some things from it, but this particular article of Arav Uziel, that particular number, was missing from the volume. But fortunately, it's reproduced here in his Mishpatei Uziel. So now let's turn to Daf Kuf Mem. Do you have it?
Yeah.
Okay? A proposal to remedy the situation, and this was printed in Hama'or in Choveret Iyar. It was exactly that month that was missing from the volume. Okay, but we have it anyway. Hofia lamara einai sifra chashuv shel Arav Agon anichbat menu Rav Yaakov Moshe Toledano, Lord Tzedek be'ir Na'amon, I guess that's Cairo. ובין היתר תשובותיו ראיתי הצעתו החשובה לתקן עגונות בצורה זו שכל אדם שיקדש אישה יומה בפירוש בשעת הקידושין, שהוא מקדש אותה על דעת רבני בית דין הצדק שבעיר. שאם ימצאו שלא להתנהג איתה כדין וכשורה, שיהיה הכוח בידם להפיע קידושים אלו למפרע, והתנאי זה יהיה בשעת הייחוד בהשבוע. In other words, that he, the Toledano suggestion was to institute a not such a general clause that the marriage will be annulled when the husband disappears for a year, or becomes mentally ill, or so on, but does institute a clause in which she has the ability to appeal to the local court, and should the court decide that there's grounds for annulment, then the original tanai that she had will, the original tanai at the time of the Kiddushin will nullify the marriage. In other words, this is an attempt to give control to the local Beit Din by means of an explicit tanai above and beyond the principle of Afkinan Rabbanan Kiddushin Minim. So you, so to speak, have a double-barreled shotgun here. If you don't believe that the local courts can be Mafkia Kiddushin without the assent of both parties, you write into the marriage contract itself a tanai which allows the courts. Okay?
Isn't this essentially what Lieberman tried to do?
Of course, it's the same.
He said you must come to the seminary for the
Hafkat Kiddushin.
Yeah. Yeah. They are the official resident for the marriages by conservative rabbi.
Ultimately, wasn't that the real reason it was?
No, I think the real reason is, I think that this is a serious problem and one needs some form of a remedy for Jewish marriage, which becomes more and more difficult. And the proposal that Lieberman proposed is exactly, with some minor modifications, the same as was proposed by Rabbi Toledano, and we'll see that it doesn't differ all that much by what was proposed by Harav Uziel. All of this was within the framework of the acceptable halach. Let's see what he says.
So here he's effectively saying there's a tanai, but it's not exercisable by either one of the parties.
Exactly.
It's exercisable by a Beit Din.
Subject to rabbinical control. Subject to court control. B'she'eila zu danti ba'urcha b'tshuvati al ha'kontras tanai b'nesurin she'pirsonu rabbi kust rabbani knu kusta. והראיתי בראיות ורואות נוכחות שאין ממש בתקנתם שהיא לדעתי כלכלה מרובה ולא תקנה. So he says, I first dealt with this question, okay? אולם בכל זאת, אי אפשר להתעלם לגמרי משאלה מרה זו, שאנו רואים יום יום צעירות רבות נשארות כאלמנות חיות כל ימיהן, אלא מסיבת רשות בעליהן שעוזבין אותם לנחשותיהם, ולפעמים גם עם בניהם בלי רגע של רחמים ואחריות לאשת חיקם ויוצא יריכם, ואלה מפני שבעליהם נמצאים בקצווי ארץ, מקום שאין בו בית דין לסדר גט, ותנאי חייהם הכלכליים מכריחים אותם להישאר בודדים ורחוקים ממשפחתם כל ימיהם, ואלה מסיבת זיקתם ליבום, ויבמיהם לא רוצות לחלוץ או שנמצאים במרחקים, ורבות ומראות תוצאות העיגון ואיוש זה מכל הבחינות, וחובה עלינו לחשוב ולהגות לשאלה זו. ולכן, בראותי הצעה זו, עיינתי בה ומצאתי כי יש בה פנים מסבירות כמו שנבאר להלן. So when I saw Rabbi Toledano's proposal, I realized that it had certain positive aspects, certain merits. מקדש על דעת בני דין. אגב, סינן בגמר, כל דמקדש על דעת הרבנן מקדש, ואפקינו לבנן בקדושים בזה. Etc. Etc. So he interprets Kol Mekadesh Adat Rabbanan Mekadesh as starting from Mishpatei Atnayim and so on. Then Mekadesh Al Manat She Yotza Aba. V'ram Davazet Zorach Iyun U'Birush Harei B'Din Al Manat She Yotza Ha'av Pam Achat Netkaimu HaKidushim V'Shuv Ein B'Machaoto Levatlan V'Chein Pasak HaRambam U'Maran Zal Omer Li Sha'ayat Mekudeshet Li Al Manat She Yotza Aba Rotzon Al Manat She Yishtok Aba Keshi Yishma. When you say that the father approves, it means that he doesn't raise a strenuous objection. ולפיכך, אם שמע ושתק חולו הקדושים מיד, אפילו אמר בתרחי לא. וכן כתב הרנזם. ברם, let's skip, לפי זה קשה, דמיה הני טעם כל דמקדש עדת הדרבן, המקדש להפיע הקדושים. So he goes back and discusses that issue. And then goes back. So let's just read his summary. על פי כל ההגבלות האלה, on page Kufvem Gimel. What time is it? We'll finish this. We'll see some of the objections. But we have to decide what we're studying. Al pi kol hagbaot ha'ele, ani menaseach t'nai ha'kiddushin b'nusach zeh. Harei at mekudeshet li v'davat zu k'dat Moshe v'Yisrael, ad shelo yimchu v'chayai v'yachal mauti beitin shebe'ir zu v'haskamat beitin ha'machoz o ha'mbina, ובהחלטת מועצת ונשיאי הרבנות הראשית של כנסת ישראל וירושלים, ובסיבה מוכרחת של עיגון. וכן יכתבו בכתובה, הביא לי לאינטו כדת משה וישראל עד שלא ימחו וכולי, וכנזכר בנוסח הקדושין, ובסוף הכתובה יוסיפו לכתוב, וכל תנאי הכתובה אלה, תנאי בית דין ותקנות הירושה, אני מתחייב בהם בשיבות כל נכסי דקניונה ודרקני וכולי, וגם במקרה שימחו בית דין כנל, ולא ייפטר מהם, אלא ביותם התנאים שאישה מפסדת כתובתה ותנאיה על פי דין תורת משה ישראל. וקנינה מיד החתן הנזכר וכולי, וגם נשבה בשבועה חמורה לטובת אשתו וילדתה וילדת בית דין שבעיר זו, ובית דין שבנשיאות הרבנית הראשית לכנסת ישראל וירושלים, לאשר ולקיים את כל הכתוב בשתה כתובה דנה, ושלא לבטל תנאי קידושין הנ"ל, וקבל עליי לפסול כל עדות לביטול תנאי זה, ושלא יעיל ביטולו בשום אופן, והכל דולו כמשפט, etc. דולו כאסמכתא, and so on. כל נכסי הכתובות. In other words, he's saying that with the establishment of a Rabbanut HaRashit in Israel, you can have several means of protection, namely the local court and the central court and the chief rabbinate. And if under all those circumstances they agree that this marriage should be nullified, then one can nullify it with the issue of Mekadesh Shel Tanai. That has to do with the heter of Takanas Rabbeinu Gershon. But here, this is a much more serious matter of dissolving the marriage. That's a takana to marry a second wife. That's you need a heter of Meir Rabbanim to avoid the cherem of Rabbeinu Gershon. But this is an issue. Okay. No. The husband is mentally ill. The woman is stuck. Unless you apply this takana. Kol dvarai eila ein behem ela era shel hatzaa uvasis lemasal matan shel halacha. כי שאלה כזו אינה נידונית על ידי בית דין יחידי של עיר או אפילו של מדינה ממדינות ישראל, וגם אם תהיה מוסכמת במחימה הלכותית כבית התפקותך, even if אין ליחיד ולא לקחו לדון ולהרוג בה, אלא אחרי הסכמת קהילות מרכזיות וחשובות מישראל, והכנסתה בסדר הנישואין, וכל דבריי אלה נאמרו כדי להעלות שאלה זו על הפרק, להפוך בה ולהפוך בה כדי למצוא תקנה ראויה ורצויה, מסכמת לדין ולהלכה ולהציל בנות ישראל מעיגון, שעיגונן גורם לכלכלות מרובות מאוד, והשם יבדוק רצות דמנו ויראינו מטרותינו נפלאות. אמן. So this is a perfectly reasonable and legitimate proposal.
What we have in Bnut Israel?
What?
When was this written?
In 1935.
So
they
met
Israel then?
No. They had a chief rabbi. They had a chief rabbi. They met all the countries.
He's talking about countries with large Jewish populations, like France.
What was Brad Hook's position?
Negative. Okay. So, this is the best that we have. And as I say, this was repeated in a slightly different fashion by Rabbi Lieberman and company on the conservative rabbis, and they were all jumped upon because this is a abrogation of Jewish law by the Orthodox. And then quite a similar takana was proposed by Rabbi Henkin in New York. None of them had sort of the force and the general scope of Rabbi Uziel's attempt, which was essentially a modification of Rabbi Taludano's attempt. The arguments against. I appended here in the same journal, in Hama'or of 1937, a long, extends over several issues. So if there was one in the missing issue, I don't have it. But I assume that I got it. But, okay. So there was a Sarah Hillman. Okay.
So these are anti.
This is anti. And then later on, also anti by Rabbi Zevin.
Is it the same Zevin?
Yeah. Well, Yosef Zevin. Yeah. your father's teacher in high school, in Mizrahi school in Israel. I guess I'm going to decide what I want to do. I mean, it's such a sad story that I don't have much cheshek. Maybe we'll continue one more time on this issue, or maybe we'll change the topic altogether. I sort of have discussed this. Maybe we should learn the Hilchos Kriyat Torah or something like that. Maybe the last parak in Megillah, or the fourth parak in Megillah. I'll decide. Maybe we'll have one more shiur on this topic. But all that I can do is now just tell the remainder of the sad story. This was sort of the apex of an attempt to deal seriously with a question. And from this point on, it was just a series of retreats leading to the complete anarchy that I think exists today, with the effect that you, temporarily, for the next 10 or 15 years, you're going to have rabbinical control of marriages in Israel. But sooner or later, it's going to explode, unless, and with the rabbis completely intimidated, each one by someone to their slightly to their right, as what's happening here throughout.
You do a chalitza
the way you've always done. But the problem isn't how to do a chalitza, the problem is what to do when you can't do the chalitza. And this was the last serious...
You don't cross it
too often. Why? It happens from time to time.
I obviously haven't read what Rav Zevin said, but it's great that Rav Zevin and Rav Cook would not realize the same problem.
They realize it, Rav Cook. Well, I can bring you next week what Rav Cook has to say on this whole subject. I had it last week. I didn't pass it out. It's sad. I mean, here's a typical situation in which there's a certain duty that falls on the rabbinical authorities, and some of the great rabbanim, I mean, like Rav Uziel, took it upon himself to deal with this question. And why should his time be any different than the Bach? I mean, if the Bach were around, he would undoubtedly support this proposal out of absolute necessity. And I remember discussing this many times with the Rav. And he also said, well, something has to be done. In principle, he agrees with these things, but he cannot...
Well, didn't it come to a head when the submarine, the Israeli submarine, sank in the Mediterranean, and you had all these, they could never find the...
Look, that was a special problem.
Yeah.
And that particular problem one could resolve when we were studying the laws of Agunos. Mm-hmm. When was that, 10 years ago, at least? We pointed out... 78, that's 15 years ago, maybe it's time to review. But...
Somebody should report that they saw it, yeah.
No, but there, that particular problem was resolved by a tshuva of Reb Chaim Volozhin. That the issue there was that does it fall under the issue of Mayim She'ein La himself, and Reb Chaim Volozhin had already said when there's a clear alternative possibility of a cause of death. In the case of Reb Chaim Volozhin, it was the man hitting his head against the ice flow before falling in the water, and here it would be the collision of the Dakar on the ground or by anti-submarine attack before, so that the people would presumably have been killed by some alternative means, then one can allow the women to remarry. That was a serious halachic problem, but it was a specific problem and could be resolved within the framework of the tradition of Hilchot Agunot. So that was resolved. Rav Goran wrote a tshuva, and the Rav also gave the tshuva. In fact, the Rav gave a similar heter when there was an airplane crash in flight to Australia. Okay, those are hard problems, but they don't stray from the accepted body of decisions. But they don't resolve this problem. This is a problem which has arisen because of the interaction of the Jewish community and the secular community and the civil law. And this is not a problem that's going to go away. It's going to be a problem that's going to get steadily worse. So unless you resolve these kinds of problems by a form of, let's call a spade, by a reform in the laws of marriage, which can be affected by these means, the problem is just going to explode. And unfortunately, because of the existence of the reform movement and the politicalization of the halakhic decision-making process, anyone who attempts to deal with this will always find someone to his right who will accuse him of being a heretic because he's trying to make a change in the law. If you want, we will come to that. Things that he wrote, he was attacked. Remember when he approved of artificial insemination, for example, and he was violently attacked by the Satmara Hasidim. But he was not immune from being attacked on his right. On this particular issue, this is not one of the things that was a